Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's what they call me around here, Mr. Humble. I get that all the time. Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me. And I'm glad that Bill Diffenderfer is back with us. Bill's a member of our Brain Trust, former IBM executive, former CEO of Skybus Airlines, the author of The Bank of Last Resort, and also The Samurai Leader. Bill Diffenderfer, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be talking to you and your audience.
It's good to have you back. And Bill, we're gonna go in a little bit of a different direction today than what you and I've gone in the past. And I want to set up our conversation by talking a little bit about something that really came to the fore about 2.5 years ago, and that was when it became obvious that social media was playing a big role in the last presidential election. And right after that election, Bill, I heard David Plouffe, who was the social media guru for Obama. I heard him speak, and I also then not long after that I heard Plouffe's lieutenant, a lady, speak about her role in that election. And it became clear to me that social media played a huge role in the last election, especially helping Obama beat McCain. I mean, Obama's campaign beat McCain's campaign electronically like a stepchild. It was pretty bad.
It absolutely was. And in fact, that's one of the things that really led me to this new thing that we're going to be talking about today, which is GoCoalition.com. Because from the conservative side, they really didn't have an effective way of using the media to organize all their groups of participants. And it made a huge difference, as you just pointed out.
So social media, we all know how social media is changing the way we do business, the way we connect with friends, with business associates, with customers. It's changing a lot of things. But one of the things that's really changing is politics. And as we know, I'm not going to get into it, but as we know, it also gets them into trouble sometimes too. But this is really something that if you're an organization, and this is, I know what you're tapping into, if you're an organization, regardless of whether it's political or not, you've got to be able to connect with people very quickly in a way that's easy for them, in a way that they want to be connected with. And the word that comes to mind, and I keep coming up with, Bill, and keep reminding people about, the word is community. It's not just a method of connecting with people, but it's doing it in a way that brings them into community. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. And in fact, and this is going to sound like a plug, but we think of the new technology that we're building for this political environment as functioning like a community center, where people can come in and they can argue with each other about positions while they're supporting particular issues. The biggest difference, I think, in the political environment lately is that the people of the country have finally risen up and said, you know what, our opinion matters. You politicians need to hear us. Mm-hmm. Because we don't like what you're saying. We don't like where you're trying to take this country. And I think the Tea Party movement's a great example of lots and lots of people organizing in mm-hmm. lots of small communities and townships even, and just saying, you know what, we're going to get together, and we're going to try and speak with one very loud voice, and maybe you'll hear us.
Well, see, this is already happening in the marketplace, Bill. Companies are already realizing that, and this is the term I'm using for this is the age of the customer. It's the word that I've coined, and a term that I've coined. And Bill, Customers are saying, whether it be businesses or consumers, are saying to the people they do business with, you know what? We're holding you accountable. We're connecting with each other, and we're hearing what you're saying. We're observing how you perform. And if your performance and your message is in alignment, you're not going to get away with that. And that's already happening in the marketplace. And what you're saying, what you're predicting and basically building toward, is that this is going to start happening in politics.
Absolutely. It's happening in politics. It's happening in the marketplace, as you point out. What the technology needs to catch up to, and this is what our technology platform is designed to do, is just like Facebook is this way for social media to interact with friends and family, there needs to be other social media technology platforms that allow you to participate with people you don't know.
Hold on to that thought. We're gonna get into that. And just right after this break with our good friend Bill Diffendiffer, the new website is gocoalition.com. Check it out. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.